Good afternoon. I'm Justin Martin with KERA News. Hundreds, if not thousands, of activists are camped in the state capitol today as the Texas Senate prepares to vote on a bill that would ban most abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy instead of the current 24 weeks. Rich Diod of Southlake was among the Right to Life advocates dressed in blue who arrived before sunrise.
We've got a lot of legislators who are pro-life as well, and we want them to know that we're behind them.
Lisa Fithian, a pro-choice advocate from Austin, says she knows the Republican legislature will pass the bill and Governor Perry will sign it, but she wants to continue a momentum that derailed the abortion restrictions just a few weeks ago.
I think a lot of our feeling is we may not win this particular battle in this moment, but we have a huge victory here in the mobilization of the people.
KERA's Shelley Koffler was at the Capitol when the measure passed the House early this week. She's with me here now. Hi, Shelley. Senator Wendy Davis, the Fort Worth Democrat who filibustered the bill the last time, has been on the floor questioning the bill sponsor?
Yes, Justin, that's correct. She's been there this afternoon, like many other pro-choice Democrats in the Senate. And she has been asking questions of bill sponsor Senator Glenn Hager. He's a Republican from Katy. Senator Davis is, of course, a lawyer. And one of her goals right now is getting something into the legislative record that can later be used to challenge this bill in court. So in addition to the ban on abortions after 20 weeks, there is a bill provision that requires clinics performing the abortions to install some new equipment, to follow new, much stricter procedures. Pro-choice groups have been saying that that would reportedly leave about 5 of the 42 current abortion clinics open in Texas. The rest would close. Senator Davis said women from El Paso would then have to travel to San Antonio or Houston to get abortions. Senator Hager responded. He said that clinics would not close. Here then is part of that debate.
Does it concern you that women who need to access this legal, constitutionally protected right that they possess, they will not have the ability to access it, both because it will be at great cost in terms of travel, or because they simply cannot afford the time off from work?
I believe that a large number of these clinics are going to come up to standards.
And what do you say
with that?
The
quality of access that you were worried about, that you were saying will be denied, I do not believe it will be denied.
So the Senate could pass this tonight or early tomorrow. The governor will sign it within days. What then?
Well, then the pro-choice groups will go to court. That could happen within weeks. The Center for Productive Rights, which is in court trying to stop abortion restrictions in other states, is watching this case. It's also the group, by the way, that went to court to challenge Texas's sonogram bill during the last session. The group says it's particularly concerned about that issue of clinic and physician access that Senator Davis was debating and would likely argue that the measure basically denies legal abortions. Attorney General Greg Abbott's office would then move to defend the state's new law, which would go into effect 91 days after this legislative session, so that's probably sometime in October, unless, of course, a court issues a restraining order of some type. Currently, 12 states have passed 20-week abortion bans and other restrictions. The courts have blocked enactment in 3 of those states.
And, Shelley, this issue has generated numerous confrontations. Today it happened when state troopers confiscated items the crowd could have thrown onto the floor of the Senate, and that included tampons and feminine hygiene products?
Yes, it did, Justin. There are some strict rules in place to prevent any disruption of this debate. No banners allowed, no applause, no demonstrating from the gallery. You remember what happened during the filibuster, and that's why all of this was put into place. These people could be arrested immediately without going to court if they did something inappropriate. Troopers initially took the feminine products, but the outcry became so loud in the social media. And then Senator Kirk Watson of Austin objected, saying it was, I believe the word he used was boneheaded. And so then troopers stopped doing that.
Thanks, Shelley. If you want to watch the debate and vote, we've posted a link at KERANews.org.